Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was Yuma daf Chaf Zion. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Avim Beis, a Gutvach Avi. Let's start the Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, we talked about the number of Kohanim needed for bringing a sheep. When the sheep was a carbon tumah, this Mishnah is going to discuss an ayal. An ayal is a ram that's the same as a sheep, but it's 2 years old in the Lashon of the Torah. It's between 13 months and 2 years. That's an ayal, says the Mishnah. Ayal karev b'acharasar. The ram would be brought by, if it's a carbon ola, so all the stuff had to be burned on the Mizbeach. So the ram was brought with 11 kohanim, karba chadasar, habasar b'chamisha. The cuts of meat, just like we saw with the sheep, so too with the ram. You had 5 kohanim carrying the various limbs, hakrovayim, and the intestines and the insides. That was a hakrovayim v'asolas v'ayayin, because a ram was so much bigger than a sheep. So in here, the insides, the intestines, etc., vasolas, and the flour, vahayayin, and the wine, it was much bigger. All of it was bigger. So b'shnayim, shnayim. Instead of one coin per person, you needed one coin per job. You needed 2 kohanim. And therefore, you ended up with 11. 5 for the limbs and 6. 2 apiece for the insides, the flour, and the wine. Par, a bull, that was a carbon ola, so you needed even more than that. Par, karev be'esrim v'arba, you needed 24 kohanim. Harosh v'haregel, so you had 3 kohanim. Harosh be'echad v'haregel v'shnayim. The leg was so big, you needed 2 kohanim to carry it. The head was 1 coin, the regel 2, ha'oketz v'aregel, the tail and the back left, the hind left leg, you needed 4 kohanim, ha'oketz b'shnayim, v'aregel b'shnayim. If you're keeping track at home, we're up to 7. Hechazeh v'hagera, the breast and the neck, also was 4. Hechazeh v'echad v'hagera b'shlosha, we're up to 11. Shtei yadayim b'shnayim, the front 2 legs, the 4 legs, that's 2, that's 13. Ushtei defanos b'shnayim, that's 15. Hakrovayim, the insides, vasolas v'ayayin b'shlosha shlosha. 3 apiece for a total of 9, and 15 is 24. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say these words where all these people were chosen, the 24 kohanim were chosen through a lottery? That's only by a carbon sibor. Aval b'carbon yachid. However, if it was a carbon ola that was volunteered by an individual, imratza lahakriv makriv. If one individual kohen wanted to do everything by himself, without a pious, so he was able to do that. Now, the question is, what do you mean if one Kohen wanted to do it by himself, he could do the whole thing? Why aren't we worried that they're going to come fight about it? So they're, just like we saw in the previous cases. So Tosfos Yontif has this. So Rashi says, if one Kohen wants to do all of it, he could do it by himself, all of it. That's what Rashi says. So the Tosfos Yontif, in his commentary to the Mishnayos, asks against Rashi. Why would they permit one Kohen to do it without a lottery? How are they going to decide who gets to do it? They're going to all fight over it. They're going to come to Sakana. So there are a number of answers to this question. So first of all, there's a Rambam in Parsha Mishnayis where he seems to disagree with Rash. He says the mission just means Imrotze Lahakriv Makriv. Imrotze Lahakriv Makriv. He says Imrotze Lahakriv Makriv. That's only as far as that you don't have to count. He doesn't count in the in the count of the Mishnayos and the Mishnah, but it doesn't mean that you could do it without a lottery. You know, you don't need all the 24, but that you don't need. Only one guy could do it. You don't need all 24 people. One guy could do all of it if he wants. However, of course you had a lottery. So the Rambam held you did have a lottery against Rashi. In the Teferis Yisrael, in his commentary on the Mishnayos, he writes, even Rashi didn't mean that you don't need a lottery at all. It just means you don't need a lottery for each individual thing because one Kohen could do everything. However, you do need a lottery for to say who is Makriv. However, I thought one of the Achronim, Maharil Landau, his answer was the best answer. He says that no, by a Karban Yachid, the Bala Karban had a right to choose which Kohen he wanted to do. He has a friend who's a Kohen, lives down the block. I'm bringing my own optional Kohen. I want to choose my friend, Larry Cohen, the Kohen. I want him to go to do the whole thing. I'm allowed to choose. There's no pious. It's my own personal Karban. If I want to honor a certain Kohen with bringing all the stuff from Mike, I'm allowed to do that. So very interesting dispute over here. We shown him in Achronim about what they would do by an optional carbon yachida, let's say an olas nedava. Let's continue. Now, hefshetan vinituchan shel elu ve'elu, whether it's a carbon yachida or a carbon sibur, the hefshet vinituach, the chopping up of the limbs and the skinning of the animal, shoven, they're equal. We'll see what that means. Says the Gemara, Tana, Hefshetan v'nituchan shavin bizarre. That the skinning of the animal and the chopping it up into pieces, both by a yachid and a tzibur, it's kosher with a non-kohen. Wow. Amar Chizkia, minayin lefshet v'nituch shavin bizarre. How do we know that the skinning of the animal and the chopping it up into pieces did not have to be done by a Kohen? Good question. It's a good question. The Achronim asked that question. Very good question, Joe. Very good question. I'm not sure. It's a very good question. I saw somebody raise it, I just didn't see the answer. I'll look it up later after. So how do we know Shenemar? Vinasnu, now in order to understand this, you gotta keep the flow order of the psukim clear. So this is Vayikra. Let's make sure we have the psukim here. Vayikra Aleph. Pasuk Zayin. I have it on the side of my Gemara over here. But let's get the whole thing together. We need the whole thing here. See Aleph. See how it goes. Right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Right. So Torah says like this. Torah says, "Vayikra Moshe Vaydabesh Rolling Daber." Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon l'shem and abeim and akolasin im ola karbono zachar tam yakrivenu el pesach ol moed yakriv oso liritzon of l'hashem v'samach yado smicha v'nirtzal ol chaper olav v'shachat es ben abakar l'fnei Hashem shchites ksheir bizar then v'krivu b'nei aron akohanim sadam v'zorko es damo zek salvim asher pesach ol moed. Then it says, Behivshit es haola, vinita chosalim zacher. You would skin it. You would cut it up, and then venas bnei aron hakohen eish al mezbech baruch hu etzmalif. So we have to keep the order of these psukim clear. So shenema, venas nu bnei aron hakohen eish al mezbech. Now that's written right after the skinning and flaying, right? Let me read it again, right? V'hivshidas ola is pasuk vav. V'nitach v'salim zecher, chop it up. Then the next pasuk is v'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakohen eish. The placing of the fire had to be done by kohanim. So why does it repeat again that you need kohanim? It said kohanim earlier. Says the Gemara, Nisinas Eishboi Kahuna, Hefshet Vinituach Loboi Kahuna. Must be, it says Bnei Aaron again to teach me that the flaying and the skinning and the flaying of the animal did not need a kohen. It's kosher bizarre. Says the Gemara, Haimi Boile Lagufe, what are you talking about? We need the words Bnei Aaron HaKohen to teach me that they had to light the fire. They had to arrange the fire. And that it's not kosher bizarre. How are you telling me to exclude what came before it? Says Gemara Rav Shimon Barashi, Ashkachte la Abaye davimazbe lelebre. I found Abaye explaining this to his son. The words of Chizkiah. He's based it on this. It says in the Pasuk, two Pesukim before. V'shachat es ben abakal lefnei Hashem. Shchita bizarre ksheira. Right? Famous rule. Shechting a carbon based hamigdash did not need a kohen. Shchitas ksheira bizarre. V'chimeyai in basa. How do you know shchitas ksheira bizarre? Miklal sheneemar. It says in the Torah to Aaron. Atu v'nech lecha tishmuos kunaschem. L'chol d'var ha-mizbeach. You got to watch over everything on the Mizbeach. A Zar can't come. Shemei ani afilu shchita. I would think even shchita is not kosher with a Zar. Tamar lomar. V'shachat esben abakal lefnei Hashem. V'ekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam. V'ekrivu refers to the Kabbalah Sadam. This teaches us mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. From the accepting of the blood and onward, that had to be done by a kohen. However, shchita, which is right before that, does not need a kohen. V'samach yado v'shachat. Limeit ala shchita shekshera bizar. Oh, so michti. Mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuna. I already know from that pasuk that from accepting the blood and on, that had to be a kohen. V'nasnu b'nei aron lamali. So what do I need a pasuk? I already know Mikabala Veilach, so what do I need to know about the fire? That it's got to be Mei Aaron. Must be Lemutei Hefshet V'nituach. I don't need it for itself, because I already know Mikabala Veilach, every malacha from accepting the blood and onward, which at this point the Gemara assumes would include making the fire, had to be done by a Kohen. So I don't need this Pasuk V'nastum B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish. I don't need B'nei Aaron. It's coming to exclude that Hefshet V'nituach, the skinning and the flaying, is kshera bizarre, says the Gemara. Right, I'm sure I mentioned this in the shir one time, right? The Gemara says that Shmuel was mora halacha b'fnei rabo. He taught a halacha in front of Eli HaKohen. Because Eli didn't want to let him shecht, so Shmuel said, shchitus kshera bizarre. So it was amazing. Chana brought Shmuel up. He was 2 years old. He already knew the halacha shita kshera bizarre. So I always say, I once heard, don't be so excited that Shmuel was 2 years old. He knew the halacha shita kshera bizarre. In those days, they used to start teaching from Vayikra. Yavo tahorim v'yasku b'torim. They used to teach the kids in cheder. They used to start with Parshas Vayikra. Not like today, they start with Lech Lecha. In those days, they started Vayikra. Let the holy tinoka shabbis rabin, they should start with Tahara. So already the fifth pasuk in Vayikra, he had just learned it in yeshiva that day. The fifth pasuk in Vayikra, he already learned shchitas ksheir bazar. So don't be so excited that Shmuel was 2 years old. He knew shchitas. He knew the halacha that shchitas ksheir bazar. Anyway, vakati itzrich. No, we need that pasuk. Sagdai dechamina came into lava voda demakva kapori. Oh, since lighting the fire is not a chashiva avoda, you don't the kapar is with the zrika sadam. Even if there was no burning of any fats, even if there's no burning of the limbs and fats in the Mizbeach, the carbon's mechaper just with Zrika Sadam. So lo ti boi kahuna, you might think you don't need a kohen. Kamash valanda boi kahuna. I need the pasuk to teach me that you do need a kohen. So the Gemara says, you're right. We back out, we reject Chizkiah, and we bring the source that Hefshet V'nituach is a ksheira bazar from a different pasuk. Because this pasuk, you need to tell me that you taka need a kohen to light the fire. I never would have known that. Says the Gemara, Ella Mehacha. We learn it out from the following pasuk, the next pasuk. V'aruchu b'nei Aaron ha-komes ha-nesachim es ha-rosh ves ha-poder. That it had to be Kohanim to place the meat, the limbs, the head, and the fat, they have to do it. Michti. Mikabal ve'elach mitzvahs ka'una. I already know that from the time of the accepting of the blood and onward, it's a kain. So v'aruchu lamali, what does the pasuk have to tell me? B'nei Aaron had to put on the limbs on the mizbeach. L'muta hevshe v'nituach. It's coming to exclude that the skinning and the chopping of it did not have to be done by a kohen, could be done by a zar. Ask the Gemara ve'ema l'mu'ute see the shnei gzirei eitzim. Maybe it's coming to exclude the placing of the two logs in the morning. That didn't have to be done by a kohen. Cedar shnei gzirei eitzim, the two logs in the afternoon before the Karban Talmud Shebein Abayim, that didn't need a kohen. That's ksher bizarre. How do you know you're excluding the Hefshim Talk? Says the Gemara. Mistavra divcha de kavasei memait. Makes more sense that if the pasuk is referring to putting the fats and limbs on the mizbech, it's excluding something that has to do with the animal itself, as opposed to something that has to do with the fire. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Adarabba, sidur de kavasei memait. Maybe it makes more sense that you're organizing something on the mizbech. You're putting the fats and limbs on the mizbech. So maybe it's coming to exclude the putting of the wood on the mizbech, which is also you're putting something on the mizbech. Says the Gemara, lo sakadat. No. Amar mar, because we learned in a brisa, v'hikr v'koin es hakol v'hikdir ha-mizbecha holochas evorim la-kevesh. That's referring to v'hikr v'koin es hakol ha-mizbecha. That's talking about the kohen carrying the limbs to the ramp. That's got to be done by Kohanim. Holochas Avarim Lakevish, who the boy Kahuna? Holochas Eitzim, lo boy Kahuna. So that I already know from that. So Holochas Eitzim, carrying the Eitzim to the Mizbeach, don't need a Kohen. Hasidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, however, placing, arranging the two logs in the afternoon before the Kavan Talmud Shebein Arbayim on the Mizbeach, that boy Kahuna, that needs a Kohen. So v'orchu b'nei Aaron Kohanim es hanesachim lamali. So why don't I need the pasuk to say dafka kohanim to place the limbs on the mizbeach? It can't be to exclude placing the logs because we just learned that placing the logs taka does need kohan. Must be lemute hefshet v'nituach. So it's coming to exclude hefshet v'nituach, the skinning and the cutting it up. You don't need a kohen. It's ksheira, even bizarre. Oh, so until now, we have a pasuk to teach us that a kohen is needed for Kabbalah Sadam and for placing the fire and for arranging the limbs on the mizbeach and for carrying the limbs to the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Ella v'hikter ha-kohen, there's parentheses around v'imachanami, Ella v'hikter ha-kohen is ha-kol l'may asa. What do I need the pasuk v'hikter ha-kohen is ha-kol? What's that coming to teach me? That the burning, what do you mean? It's already included mikabal of elach, says the Gemara. You're right. So we're backing out of the previous liman. Limute hefshet v'nituach. So you're right. V'hikter hakohen es hakol ha-mizbecha. That's coming to exclude hefshet v'nituach. But what about v'hikter hakohen? That's v'hikter hakohen es hakol ha-mizbecha. What about v'hikter hakohen es hakol ha-mizbecha? That's holochas evarim lekevesh. That's carrying the limbs to the ramp, and we learn from that holochas evarim lekevesh the bay kuna, but holochas eitzim, but carrying the wood to the mizbech lo bay kuna. Ha sidush negizar eitzim bay kuna, but actually placing the wood on the mizbech, that does need a kohen. And v'nosnu b'nei Aaron hakohen eish on the mizbech legufei, to teach us that even placing the fire on the mizbeach, that you do need a kohen, even though it's not makiv the kapara. And v'orchu b'nei Aaron hakohenim hanesachim, v'orchu in the plural, shnayim. You need two kohanim. B'nei Aaron shnayim, hakohanim shnayim, a total of six. Lamadnu l'tle sheton shisha. This teaches us, like we learned earlier, that as sheep, we require six kohanim to carry the sheep to the mizbeach, five for the limbs and one for the insides. So the Gemara asks on this. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Kashile l'Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a problem with this. How can you learn from this pasuk that the carrying of the limbs and the intestines of the sheep required six Kohanim. Hi, Bevena Bakar Ksiv. This pasuk, these psukim, how can you learn it about a sheep? These psukim, it's the very beginning of, right? The very beginning, what does it say? It's not talking about a sheep. How can you learn this about a sheep? Im oila v'shacharas ben abakar. Im oila korbanam ben abakar. V'shacharas ben abakar. How can you learn this to sheep if it's talking about the bull? And the bull, we said, was many, many more kohanim. Says the Gemara. Hai ben abakar, k'siv ben abakar, esrim v'arba, boy. You need 24 kohanim. V'nichale. And so Rav Hamnun said, Rav Elazar asked this kash on himself. V'nichale, and Rav Elazar answered the kash on himself. If you look at the rest of the pasuk, al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher al ha'mizbeach, this pasuk is extra because it already mentioned that the Bnei Aaron placed esh and they set up the etzim. They set up the wood and they placed the limbs on there. So why'd I have to say it again? It's coming with drasha to teach me that not only do you need six kohanim for the bull, it teaches me that you need six kohanim by something else where it says eitzim eishum isbeach ezu darish nemerbo eitzim eishum isbeach. What is something that it says or another place eitzim eishum isbeach? Where do you need six? Havei omer zetle. Must be talking about the sheep of the Tamid Shel Shachar, which we need six Kohanim for, because that's something that needs somebody to carry the wood and the fire, and to set up the limbs on there. So Eitzim, you need wood, Eish, and the fire, Mizbeach. So it's talking about the sheep, even though the pasuk itself that you learn out the six from is by a bull, it's by a cow, by a bull. So, but the extra words here come to teach me that it applies elsewhere as well. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yassim Rabbi Yochanan. Zar shesider esama racha chayev. If a non-Kohen organizes the wood of the Ma'aracha, this is done in the evening, he organizes the wood of the Ma'aracha, so he's chayev, if a non-Kohen does it. Ketzad u'osa, what does he do if he does it? Parka, he takes it off, v'chozer v'sodra, and he puts it back on. Says Gemara, what, the Zar puts it back on, what does that help? Ma'ahanele, no, el parka v'sodra, Kohen, no. He takes it off, and it's put back on by a Kohen. Ask the Gemara, really, arranging the Ma'aracha had to be done by a Kohen? Maskel Rabbi Zera, v'chiyesh l'cha avodah shekshera balayla upsula bizar. Is there such a type of this arranging the fire on the Mizbeach that could be done at night? And any avodah, the Gemara is assuming, any avodah that could be done at night is kshera bizar, because all the avodahs are only done during the day. So you tell me something had to be done at night and it's puzzle with a Zar? We've only found an avodah by day to be puzzled by a Zar, and not an avodah of the night. Says the Gemara. Now, by the way, just as a point of reference here, there is a machlokes tanaim in Masechet Sanhedrin, pei dalet amud aleph. If a Zar does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, what's his punishment? Here it says Misa, right? Misa. So we know if a Zar doesn't like his Misa, but what kind of Misa? So Rashi says, Misa bidei Shamayim. That's what I always thought. But apparently there's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas Tanoim in Sanhedrin. What Misa? Some say Chenek, death by strangulation. Some say Skila, and some say Misa bidei Shamayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash paskins that it's Misa Bidei Shamayim. Fine. Says the Gemara, Velo? Is that really true? that there's no avoda done by Laila that you need a Kohen for, and that's that a Zara would be chayiv misa for? No such thing. V'arei evarim, what about burning the limbs and the fats, which of course can be burned all night long, upidarim and the fats, of all the karbanos, evarim of the ola and the fats of all the karbanos, right? The evarim of the other karbanos were eaten, so they weren't burnt on the mizbeach at all, but the evarim of the ola and the fats of all other karbanos, that you burn it all night long, and yet if a zar would put it on the mizbeach, he'd be chayav misa. Says the Gemara, the obvious answer. So favoda the imami, right? Remembered, we learned many times already that the burning of the limbs and the fats started during the day. It started during the day. It continued throughout the entire night. But fundamentally, that is considered to be a day avoda. You're right, it can continue throughout the night. But it's really just the end of an avoda that started during the day. It's the end of an avoda that started during the day. Says the Gemara, Bahre Chumas HaDeshen. What about the Chumas HaDeshen we learned earlier? The taking of a shovel full of ashes off the top of the mizbech and placing it down next to the eastern side of the ramp. Chumas HaDeshen, which is done at night, nevertheless, a zar would be chayev miseh. Answers the Gemara, come on, we said this earlier. Tchilas avoda d'yamamahi. Even though technically speaking, Chumas HaDeshen was done at night, it was the preparatory, it was the first avoda of the morning, it was the preparatory avoda for the day. And that's why it's puzzled with the zar. Dam Rav Asir, Rav Yochanan, we had this before. Kidesh Yodov, the Chumas HaDeshen, once the Kohen who did the Chumas HaDeshen washed his hands and feet in the kior, in the basin, Lamachar, after it gets light, it's not really Lamachar, but it means when it gets light, Eino Tzarech L'Kadesh. He doesn't have to wash his hands anymore. Shekfar Kidesh Mitchilas Avoida. Because that's considered to be that he washed his hands and feet for the avoda of that day. So he doesn't have to wash again once it gets light outside. So you see from this that the Chumas HaDeshen is the beginning of the avoda of the day. So now that we rejected all the questions against Rabbi Zeira, so we're back to the question. The Ela Kashya. So we're back to the question of a zar was Mesader, the Maharacha, the zar who arranged the wood, who set the wood up on the Mizbeach, he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. How could that be? It's an avoda of Laila. It was an avoda that was done at night. Answers the Gemara, Ella, you're right. We have to reinterpret what Rabbi Yochanan meant. He didn't mean that. Ella ki itmar hachi itmar. What Rabbi Yochanan really meant to say was as follows. Amar asim Rabbi Yochanan, zar shesider shnei gizrei eitzim chayev. Not that he arranged the fire at night. He was cedar. He put on the two logs that they put on every morning. V'arach aleh eitzim baboker baboker. Uvier aleh hakohen eitzim baboker baboker. Parshas tzav. Ubir aleh kan eitzim baboker baboker. So zar shesider shnei gizrei eitzim chayev. Hol avodas yomi. That had to be done, the placing of the two logs every morning. That had to dafka be done in the morning. So that's puzzle bazaar. Says the Gemara, Maskif la Rava, Elameata. If that's true, that the Sidur Shnei Eitzim is Chashuva, it's an avodas yom, and a zar would be chayav misa, tiboi pious. If it's such a chashuv avodah need a kohen, why don't we have a lottery to determine who would put on the two logs? Says the Gemara, you forgot what we said about this already. Ishtamitzeh hadetanya misha zocha b'chumas hadeshen. The guy, you remember we learned earlier that originally nobody wanted to do the chumas hadeshen. It was too early in the morning. People asleep, nobody wanted to come. So the rabbi sweetened the pot. They added a few other things to the chumas hadeshen. What did they add? This. They added the placing of the two logs. Ishtamitzeh. By the fact that Rava asked this kasha, Rava forgot. Ha desana the brisa misha zacha. The guy who was zaych in the first pais, b'chumas hadeshen, zacha b'sidur ma'arach, u'v'sidur shnei gizrei eitzim. He was also zaych in these other two avoides. So there was a pious for it. Says the Gemara. We see from here that according to Rava, they would only have a pious for an Avodah Chashuva, that you need two things. Number one, it's got to be during the day. And number two, there was only a pious for something that if a Zar did it, he'd be Chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, da Avodah Yoim Boy Pious, Avodah Slayla Lo Boy Pious. You mean tell me only Avodahs of the day requires a pious, but an Avodah of the night does not require a pious? Varei Varim Upidarim. What about the limbs and the fats? That sometimes they burned it at night. Well, come on, we asked this. Sofa Avodah Dimami. We asked this already. Sofa Dimami. I have Varei Trumas Adeshem was also done at night. Now you're expecting the Gemara to give the same answers before, right? You should say it's the beginning of the day Avodah. The Gemara gives a different answer. Varei Trumas Adeshem. Answer the Gemara, no. Really? So Trumas Hadeshin is done at night, and yet there was a pious. The Gemara answers, Mishum Maisa Shehoya. You're right. Really, we shouldn't have had a pious for Trumas Hadeshin because it's not such a Chosh of Avodah that's done at night. But we needed to have a pious because of that story that happened that the one Kohen broke the other Kohen's leg when they were running up. So that's why we needed a pious. So everybody asked the question here. Tosfos. Take a look at Tosis. Tatosis Lamemra. Davodas Yom by Pais. Vari Trumas Adeshin. Tamali. Mai Kaparcha. Milo Mishani. Why don't you just answer? Tchilas Avodas Yomi. Like we answered earlier. Why don't you just give the answer that we said earlier? That is the beginning of the day, Avoda. That's why it's Chosh. So Tosis at the end of the goes back and forth. But at the end, Tosis says that the Gemara wanted to give an answer. Even according to the opinion that holds that Trumas Adeshin is considered to be an Avodas Laila. That's one answer. Tosas Arush answers two other answers. One, the Gemara really could have given that answer, but this answer is even a better answer. Maisa Shaya could have given the answer of Tchilas Yom. There's a better answer. The second answer is, oh, beautiful answer, the second one. Second answer in the Tosas Arush is, earlier, the Gemara was talking about arranging the fire, which is at night. As far as arranging the fire, Trumas Adeshin is really considered to be an Avodas Yom, because it's done much later, close to the day. So that's why the Gemara gave the answer over there that it's Avodas Yom. But here, we're talking about the Sidur Shnei Gizra Eitzim, which was done mamish in the morning. So by comparison to the Sidur Shnei Gizra Eitzim, Trumas Adeshin was really done at night because it was done before Alos. So in compared to that, it's considered to be a night avodah. So the Gemara didn't want to give that answer. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. So now the Gemara continues to ask on the second condition that we only have lotteries for an avodah that a zar would be chayv misa for. We only have lotteries for an avodah that a zar can't do. Frakti Gemara lemeimra de avodas yom vishazar chayav aleha misa boy pious ein zar chayav aleha misa lo boy pious. Any avoda that a zar would not be chayav misa for that a zar could do, they would not have a lottery for. Vahare shchita. What about shchita's kshera bizar? And yet there was a lottery for the shchita, like we learned earlier. On Chafhei, the Pais Hasheni was Shchita. So you see, they had a lottery for Shchita, even though Shchita is Ksheira Bizar. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Shchita de Tchilas Avodahi. Shchita is really the first of all the Avodas and was done during the day. And therefore, it's considered to be Chashuv. So if a Kohen was doing it, we would have a Pais. Even though it's Kosher Gam Bizar, but if a Kohen was doing the Shchita, we would have a lottery because it's the first avoda of the day and it's the first avoda with the Kohen. So it's very, very chashuv, so we had a pious. Says the Gemara. Now, we said before, Rabbi Yochanan held Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is considered to be avodas yom. Amar Zotcha V'Tema Ravashi. V'Hanan Lo T'nan Hachi. We didn't learn that it's an avodas yom. Omar Lehem HaMemuneh. So the Sgan, the assistant head Kohen Gadol, The guy in charge of the Kohanim said to the Kohanim, Se'u, go look at the walls of the Azara. Go out to the walls of the Azara. Uru'u, im higiazman shchita, hashchita. Go see if the sun has risen. Is it yet time for the shechting of the Karban Tamid? Ve'ilu, zman shnei gzirei etzim loktani. But if you tell me placing the logs happened before it, so it doesn't say that he said to them, go tell me if it's time yet to put the logs on the fire. And we know that that happened before the Shechting. So it sounds like you could even place the logs on before sunrise, which is nighttime. So it sounds like you do it by nighttime. Answer the Gemara, no. Come on. You can't put the two logs on at night. But we didn't require the Kohanim to go check the sun for the placing of the logs. The Gemara says, Hach de lesle takanta. The shechting, if you shechted the Karban Tamid before Nates, you were in trouble. You have to chuck it and go get a new one. So Katani, that's why they would check to make sure it was light enough outside. But Hach, what was the big deal? Let's say you placed the two logs on before night. What's the big deal? Take them off or get another two logs. Not a big deal. Disle takanta, just take them off and wait till it gets light outside and put it back on. So like Katani, so we didn't wear matriach the Kohanim to go climb up the walls of the Azara, go near the walls and see if it was sunlight yet. Okay. So hach disle takanta lo katani. Hach to lesle takanta katani. Okay, gentlemen, now we're sort of in the middle over here, but I think this is the right place to stop, because the whole next story, it's a whole different story. Okay, by side, we will stop here, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning. We will learn together, Bez Hashem, at 7 o'clock, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. Everyone should have a wonderful week.